Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And for many of us as South Africans, perhaps you go to the store down the road, your local grocery store and outlet at your local shopping center, and you are able to purchase groceries from many of the top brands that we know of in South Africa. ShopRite, Checkers, Spar, Pick and Pay, Woolworths, and maybe a few others that come top of mind, like Food Lovers Market. But according to us as South Africans, who do we perceive to be the best and the worst grocery retailers according to shoppers? Well, someone's going to answer that for us according to some research and data that's been collated. That's Nick Ray, the CEO of Data EQ. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Nick.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
I can imagine this sounds like a conversation that a team of soccer moms would have, right down to people around the braai, colleagues at the water cooler, and even executives in the boardroom. Because it's an experience that we all share, right? Walking into a grocery store and having to pick up some goods for yourself and your loved ones to consume. So it's really a shared experience that everyone can have an opinion on.
Yeah, absolutely. And there were 1.8 million posts online from South Africans in last year when we did the study, talking about their experiences with their grocery retailers. So it's definitely something that people like to opine on. And our job was to try work out how they felt and which were the brands that were doing really well and why.
Analyzing 1.8 million public social media posts is quite a task there, Nick. So maybe let's just start there by understanding how you analyzed this data. Was there artificial intelligence used? And maybe if there were specific codes or keywords that you might have been looking for.
Yeah, so we basically track any mention of the retail brands, whether they are on Twitter, or now called X, Facebook, Hello Peter, blogs, forums, news article comments, that kind of thing. We pull all of those in, and then we use some clever artificial intelligence to help structure that data to try and work out what people's sentiment is, but also what is driving their sentiment. But we also use a large group of local language speakers, humans, to label the data, to not only train the AI to do a good job, but also to label the data for things that an AI doesn't really understand that well. And in South Africa, where we've got people from all walks of life and 11 official languages, things can get quite confusing in terms of social media commentary. And so, using those humans to boost the accuracy is really important.
Definitely. Let's get into the numbers. So who reigns supreme as the top grocery store in South Africa? I think no surprises here.
Yep. Woolies retains top spot. So this is the second year that we've done the study, and Woolies ranked first last year and ranked first this year. They had a net sentiment of 19.5%, which means that they have far more positive comments about them than they have negative. And most of that was driven by lots of praise for products and product quality, overall customer experience inside their stores, as well as some clever campaigns and promotions and partnerships with the likes of the Expresso Show. So those things all came together and drove a lot of positive sentiment for Woolies.
Woolies is at number one. I'm surprised by number two, but not really because of, I guess, the large reach that it has. ShopRite.
Yes. So ShopRite's jumped up in our study year on year. They gained nearly 7 percentage points in terms of sentiment. And I think it's really been down to very clever pricing strategies and trying to bring a lot of value to customers in a time when I think many South Africans are very cash strapped. They also really pulled up their socks in terms of customer service alongside their sister brand Checkers. Both of those brands saw significant gains in sentiment towards their customer service in the year.
I'm actually surprised. I thought Checkers would have been higher than ShopRite, but I'm assuming ShopRite has a wider reach, speaks to an affordable segment of the South African market, and typically really has capitalized the market share.
Yeah, I think it really has been that kind of broad reach, and as I said, a very good pricing strategy and linking through to good campaigns and also partnerships with banks. And, you know, they've launched a money market account. I think that has also driven positive activity for the ShopRite brand. But Checkers has also done well. They've gained nearly 5 percentage points in our study in terms of consumer sentiment. And in particular, Checkers 60 has done really well. Lots of conversation about how convenient that is. And they've also improved on their customer service, which was an area of concern in our previous year study.
And then I see Pick and Pay coming in at number three, and as you mentioned, Checkers fourth, then Spa. Maybe let's talk about the counterplay regarding Pick and Pay and Spa.
Yeah, so Pick and Pay, whilst they had a significant improvement year on year, they did really poorly in our last year study, and there was lots of concerns about product quality and particularly fresh product quality. That has improved dramatically in this year's data. They've improved by nearly 19%, which was one of the biggest gains in any of the categories we looked at. And they've also done really good partnerships with their loyalty program, with banks like Absa, which has brought a lot of kind of value to customers trying to leverage their banking and their shopping relationship. Challenging for Pick and Pay has been Pick and Pay ASAP, their delivery service, and particularly customer service relating to ASAP. So not so much the actual service, but when things don't go well on that with those deliveries, consumers are finding it really difficult to get their issues resolved. In fact, if you make a social media post at Pick and Pay, they take nearly 24 hours to get back to you, whereas ShopRite and Checkers are taking under 4 hours.
Sure. Okay. That's quite intriguing. I do see here we have a post from one of our listeners, Uyanda Jobejan. Tobejan, who says Spa has actually won their heart with their reasonable pricing. And I guess this leads us to a very important question, right? When we look at why Woolies is at number one, ShopRite at number two, Pick and Pay number three, Checkers and Spa following respectively, help us understand what are the reasons that consumers list behind the rankings of these retailers?
Yeah, so Spa has a much lower volume of conversation, so I should say that up front. But they ranked bottom of our table when it came to overall sentiment, but were also bottom for both product and pricing. And so in contrary to your listeners' comments there,
yes.
Spa was the only brand that had a negative net sentiment towards pricing. So that means that there were far more complaints about their pricing than there was praise. And they were also the only brand that had a negative sentiment towards their products. And there were quite a lot of complaints about product availability as well as issues with food freshness. And those are often stories that kind of get picked up and go viral on social media.
And I think this is so intriguing that we actually as consumers then look at, number one, cost, customer service. But it also seems as though house brands during a very difficult economic time have also played a very important role for South Africans in terms of affordability.
Yeah, absolutely. And product quality. And I think that's where Woolies has really stood out. So if we look at the different categories of product feedback, which range from house brands to product quality to product taste, Woolies was significantly above the industry average on all of those factors. Just as an example, they had nearly 20 percentage points better sentiment towards their house brands than the industry. So that has been a very strong play for them, both in terms of quality, but also in terms of the value customers get. On the other hand, that was an area where Checkers did quite poorly. They had the worst sentiment towards their house brands. And often what's interesting with Checkers is that many consumers don't even know some of their house brands are their house brands. Whereas Woolies has obviously become one of the main reasons why people shop there.
I understand that. I think it's the likes of Simply Living, and it has a lot to do with the branding and the marketing of some of these products, I'm assuming. I would be so intrigued as well, Nick. You know, are the retailers open to receiving this feedback and understanding what it is that they can do better? Because this knowledge not only helps us understand how we behave as consumers, but also empowers the retailers to improve.
Yeah, they definitely are. Most of the retailers invest in this kind of data to get a more real-time sense of what their customers are talking about. And we've actually taken this research to all of the brands in the study. So they definitely take it seriously. I think it's becoming an increasingly competitive game. So data can often give you an edge.
Definitely. Data is really important to make sure that you gain an edge. I'm also thinking of a few of the other food retailers, and Food Lovers Market comes top of mind. Does the exclusion of some of these other retailers mean that South Africans aren't talking about them or don't consider them as great competitors?
We picked the top five by volume. So we would have excluded Food Lovers Market because there really just wasn't as much conversation about them as the big five, if you will. And as I said, there's actually quite a significant drop off when you look at Spar and Share of Voice. Spar only got around 10% of those 1.8 million, whereas someone like a Pick and Pay were getting at nearly 28% of it. So after Spar, the volumes fall off quite dramatically, and it doesn't make for a very viable data set.
Ah, perfect. Okay, numbers make sense. Yeah, process of elimination, and the numbers don't lie. So it really does give us a reflection of what we are seeing in the environment. Nick, such a pleasure speaking to you, and I guess makes for an intriguing conversation starter for many of us as South Africans. Again, I guess the debate will continue. You know, if it's the Woolies aircon that keeps us in there on a summer's day, or the full chicken on a Sunday. But one thing's for certain is that they do get a lot of attention, and of course, as you've highlighted, that the public sentiment towards them is well respected. Thank you again for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me. Thanks.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.